Bore resident Rebecca Ajo says her 20-year-old son, Makir Panther, was admitted to Bore Hospital unconscious on Monday after being involved in a road accident.
He is a boda boda rider and he was coming from Malwal Agorbal. When he reached the town, he met one of the trucks that are constructing the road. He tried to dodge it to give the truck space, but unfortunately, he couldn't control his bike and went off road. He got injuries in the head on both of his legs. He was unconscious until last evening. I thank God for the doctors who are taking care of him.
Dr. Bol Chow, the medical director at Bore State Hospital, says his facility has recorded multiple cases of traffic-related accidents, including 9 fatalities since the beginning of June.
There has been an increase in the number of accidents, most especially the border riders. This has been attributed mostly to the reconstruction of the road, where there is overspeeding and the motorcycles riders knocking other or the other pedestrians using the road. Of course, the complicated ones, the severe ones, we should refer them to Juba.
Brigadier General Ajang Kamich, the Jonglei State Traffic Police Director, says the number of traffic accidents has soared in recent weeks following the construction of roads by the African Resource Cooperation in Bore.
I have realized that the number of traffic accidents is high than when there were no good roads in the town. You see the motorists, especially the young guys driving, as if they do not have lives. But we, as the traffic police, are concerned about this, and we cannot allow it continue that way.
General Kamich cautions motorists and the public against speeding and says his office will arrest those who violate traffic laws.
I myself is the witness that traffic rules are not being observed here. I have seen the underage riding motorbikes, and that is a crime. If you have a bike and you give it to an underage, you will be responsible and we will deal with you according to the law.
According to WHO data published in 2018, traffic accident death in South Sudan reached 3,829, or 3.47% of total death in the country. The age-adjusted death rate is 39.8 for 100,000 of the population, which ranks South Sudan number 16th in the world with the countries with the highest number of deaths from traffic accidents. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bore.